All right, welcome back to the Just Absolutely Boxing Podcast. This is episode 5. I'm with my man P.
What's up, y'all?
And my name's Anthony. And you know what? It's fight weekend again, man. It's going down. It's Terrence Crawford versus Julius Ndongo. This one's for all the belts, man. This one's undisputed crown at 140, man. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good, and this is what I'm talking about right here. You know, these type of fights happening, you know, somebody wants to become the undisputed champ, not just the champ. So all the belts on the line. These guys are both young, undefeated lines. They're meeting in their prime. I love it, man. I love it.
Yeah, same here, man, because every time I see, like, one of these great fighters or one of these fighters that's, like, destined for greatness in the division, I always wanted him to follow that blueprint, just to duck nobody, take all the belts, you know, clean out the division and just prove that he's the best. And that's what Crawford is on his way to doing. Right quick, let's look at the list of belts that's on the line. I mean, it's a gang of belts, man. First of all, Terrence Crawford, he's got the WBC belt and the WBO belt and the ring title. Julius Ndongo, he has the WBA belt, the IBF belt, and the lightly regarded IBO belt. So, belts aside, what does this fight mean to you?
It's just gonna solidify who's at the top of the 140-pound division. I mean, somebody has to be number one,
right?
And after Saturday, we'll find out who's number one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, like I say, ain't just for me. This is just what the sport was built on. You know, I mean, the best fighting the best. I know it's cliche, but it can happen, because Saturday night the best will be fighting the best at 140 pounds.
Exactly. I mean, you always told me that. You know, you said it on the show, you say it off air whenever we just talking, and you a guy that knows boxing. So when he says the best fighting the best, he means it, and that's what needs to happen more in boxing. You know, Crawford, he's fought everybody at 140. You know, some people still don't want to give him the credit he deserves. They keep saying he's fighting smaller guys. Well, he's not the biggest guy, and he's at 140, so guys are going to be small. You know, they might appear to be small, but there's talent in the division.
Exactly.
He's just this guy, like I've always said, Crawford, he's just not a fundamentally sound guy. He's a guy with a gift. You know, I've always said that, Crawford, he's a guy with a gift. And when I say a gift, he has the goods. He's able to do more than just the textbook work that you always see. Good jab. No, he knows how to adjust to fights. He knows how to win fights. Mm-hmm. And to me, when you know how to find a way to win, whenever one way isn't working, that's how you build greatness.
Right. And you know, like the other day, Ant, when you was like, "Yeah, well, I know Bud, your boy, or whatever," and then I had to kind of, you know, break it down why I'm a fan of his, not just because he's winning fights, whatever. Just, I mean, I like the way he carries himself inside and outside the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I mean, he's a guy who you're not catching bad press about him every time you turn around. You know, you see pictures of him, this guy's out fishing. He's a family man. I mean, and it's real. You know, anybody could take a picture with their family. That don't mean they're a family man. You know
exactly
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just respect this guy a lot, and I can see that he's going to have a different path in the game. You know, he's going to be the underdog, and he's going to have to fight to get his respect in the game. But it's coming, man. It's coming, and we looking at greatness. You know, the next time he hearns hit, man. I mean, he, you know, it's just a lot of resemblance there, but he's on his way.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. One thing you mentioned to me that I kind of thought, but you called it before I did, was, you know, he just got that throwback look, that serious look to him, like you said, Thomas Hearns or like a Marvin Hagler. Like, he's just cut from that cloth where when you look at him, you're already like, oh, yeah, that guy's not one to mess with. He's a guy that's going to have it all one day in boxing. Mm-hmm. But like you were saying, too, just a minute ago, he, you know, he has to keep fighting for respect. And the sad thing about it is he's going to have to keep doing that with every fight.
Absolutely.
You know, there's always that double standard with fighters like him. He has to keep fighting for respect every fight his career is on the line. You know, he can't get no, he can't catch a break. You know, and then any fight that, you know, he's coming close to losing, that's going to be how people see him.
Right.
You know, the exposed guy.
And the thing about it, though, I think that he probably knows that and understands that. And the one thing that's different for him is he's humble. He's not talking trash. So he's not looking for the validation of the fans. He's not looking for them to say, oh, you're, because he's saying, man, I did my job. I want to go home with my family. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm sure he cares about fans, but it's not, you can't let the fans control you because they're not in there fighting. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's how I look at it. Being humble will ground him from all of that stuff, because a lot of those people fall into those traps. They're not being humble, ain't they? Out here flashing, they doing this, they talking trash, you know, and then that stuff comes to bite you in the butt when you don't live up to that.
Yeah,
you know, Terrence Crawford, I mean, the day that he might come up short, we still gonna say, man, he was a warrior, man. He laid it on the line every fight. All right, the night he came up short, you know, because he's not known as the guy who talking trash and just being, you know, over the top with it, man. So
you can definitely tell with him, it's about being a fighter first. It's definitely a fighter first. I mean,
that's his job.
That's why whenever people online say stuff like, hey, his interviews are boring, he's a boring person, to me, and any real hardcore fan, in their eyes and my eyes, he's definitely on his way to be a superstar, because he does what he does in the ring. Right. Like I was telling you off air, he's a guy that does everything he needs to do in the ring. He knows how to win. He knows how to keep a cool head. He knows how to adjust box, punch. He can close the show.
Exactly.
He can take a punch.
Exactly.
When, you know, he doesn't really, you know, it's not good to actually try and take a punch, but I mean, he can take one when he has to. He's a throwback fighter.
And, you know, another thing too, and, you know, people are quick to criticize him. Those interviews are born. Okay, he's not a, that's not his job.
Yeah.
His job is to be a fighter, you know, because this is the thing. Once you become a superstar, it's no more boring interviews, because you're a superstar. The world perceives you as a superstar. But they tell you when you are one. You know what I'm saying? So now he's not a superstar in the world's eyes, so his interviews are boring, you know, because he's not talking trash or talking the things that they want to hear. So it's just, my point in saying is, I'm glad he's not getting caught up into that, saying, oh, my, do you think my interviews are boring? Who cares, man? I'm a fighter. My fights ain't boring.
Exactly.
My fights ain't boring. That's my job. Yeah. You're the interviewer. It's up to you to make the interview interesting. You're going to have all kinds of personalities, so don't bash him, because he's that's not his job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A person can get caught up into that. Oh, I need to be more of this, and that's not what's important. You need to win. Adrian Broner gave a hell of an interview. Hell of an interview.
He did. But
you know, I ain't bashing nobody. I'm just saying. I mean, keep it 100. You know, they want to bash a guy who's humble and winning, you know, but want to praise some other nonsense. It's ridiculous.
Especially whenever Crawford, like we said, he does his talking with his hands like he's supposed to. You know, he talks with the hands. I don't care about, you know, what he ate last night or what club he was going to. I don't care about that stuff. I care about
when his next big fight is. We know he got money. You know,
got money.
You're the champion of the world. Yeah, you're supposed to have a check.
He carries himself in a way like, hey, I got money. You don't need to worry about that. I'm the fighter. That's what comes first. But we still got to talk about Julius Ndongo a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
He kind of came on the scene. To me, like, he just kind of came on the scene, you know, he just came out of nowhere. You know, he was mostly fighting overseas. He was fighting for some African titles. If you go back and look, he was fighting for like WBO Africa super lightweight title.
Yeah. He's from Namibia, so you know.
Mm-hmm. And then he finally got his break whenever he fought, let's see, 2016. It was in the 2016 for the IBF belt. He fought Edward, I want to say Trunovsky. From Russia, so they sent Julius Ndongo over there to kind of be a sacrificial goat for him. You know, they kind of saw Edward as this, the next thing at 140, maybe the guy to beat Crawford. He was 25-0, and you know, Julius Ndongo, he wasn't having that. He laid him out cold in the first round. And that was for his first belt. You know, he didn't care. He went over to Russia, said, hey, I'll do it over there. I'll fight overseas. I'm gonna fight out of, you know, my home country. And you know, he won his first title, in first official title, in a knockout, first round knockout. And after that, you know, he fought a common opponent, Ricky Burns, for the WBA title. Put on a really good, solid performance. Just outclassed, outpowered, outreached Ricky Burns. He just put on a good unanimous decision. So he's definitely a guy that earned those two belts and earned a shot at Terrence Crawford.
And you know, that's another reason that this should be a good fight, because you know, I'm not that familiar with Ndongo, but just on paper, man, you got to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the kid is going to people's hometowns, their backyards, taking titles from people. That's not easy to do. You mm-hmm. know, going to a crowd that's totally against you in somebody's backyard and taking that belt, which pretty much you're being, like you say, set up to be a sacrificial lamb. Mm-hmm. He's done that twice. You know,
yeah.
And then he can relate to Terrence as far as having that. He had to work for everything he had, and he's African from Namibia. The fighters from other countries, they have to work hard. They don't come over here and get gifts like Russian fighters and get exactly. hyped. You don't see these fighters of color getting hyped until they start winning.
Mm-hmm.
So he had the hard road. Terrence Crawford had the hard road. They at the top. They going to meet up for all the belts. That's what's up.
Exactly. Because, like, going back to Ndongo, his come up, we didn't even hear about his come up really, because he's just been fighting in Africa. Mm-hmm. He couldn't really get his break. So over there in Russia, they saw him as this guy that they could kind of use to build up their guy, because he was undefeated at the time. Well, he took that as his advantage and said, hey, I'm going to Moscow. I'm going to knock this guy out. I ain't going to lay down for him. And then in his next fight, he goes to Glasgow, does the same thing, you know, take Ricky Burns' belt. And going back to, you know, like I was saying, this is one of those fights where, you know, Crawford, he's on one side taking the belts, and then Julius Ndongo, he's on the other side taking the belts. And both guys know that they have something. They know that the other fighter has something that they want, and they're going for it. You know, there's no red tape, or there's no saying, hey, I'm going to fight these other guys, I'm going to take step-aside money, or I'm going to take some other BS, you know, title defense. No, they say, I want to make this fight. Both fighters wanted it.
I mean, it's only one way to be undisputed, Ant, and the champs have to fight the champs.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's the only way to become undisputed. Yeah. So, I mean, that's what it's about. It's not about having 10 champions at 140 pounds, mm-hmm. you know. You can have them, but y'all know who the real champion mm-hmm. is, number one.
Yeah.
You know.
Because let's say belts aside, you know, let's say Crawford, he had two belts. Julius Ndongo, he's just knocking everybody out of coming up undefeated. He would still be regarded as the best of me.
Mm-hmm.
And that would still be the best fight, the best of me, you know. All these belts, sometimes it can get kind of overwhelming.
Yeah.
It can just get kind of overwhelming, and it'll become a politics thing. Just like with the IBF belt, they tried to block this fight with defense against Sergey Lipinets. They wanted Ndongo to take that fight, but they said, hey, we want to make this fight. This is the fight that people want to see.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, you know, I commend the IBF for giving in to that and letting this big fight happen. So, moving on to how this fight's going to go. We already know your pick, P.
I mean, and the thing is, you know, of course, I'm a Bud fan, but this kid ain't no tomato can, eh?
No,
you
he's
know?
Not.
I mean, he's undefeated. He has half of the belts. So I can't just, you know, I don't know much about him, but on paper, you can't make it to this level and do the things he's done and be a tomato can. Mm-hmm. You just can't. So, I mean, fight night, anything can happen. Of course, I'm hoping my boy pulls it out, but I really have to see fight night. But yeah, my prediction is for Terrence Crawford, to you know, decision.
By decision.
All day.
Okay. I'm gonna have to go with Crawford by unanimous decision too. It's just because I've watched Ndongo in his title fights, and then I went back and looked at a couple of his fights, and I just kind of, I see something in his style where it would give Crawford trouble, but Terrence Crawford, he would have to be on an off day, because there's something about Julius Ndongo. He's active. He's active all 12 rounds. He's in and out for a tall guy, and he has that reach. And when I saw him fight for the first time, I was like, this guy, you know, he has something, but not the same thing like Crawford, but he has a tricky style that could definitely give Crawford trouble. But Crawford being the fighter that he is, I think he could time that style and figure it out. And that's what gives Crawford the edge over Ndongo. I think it'll be a little bit tougher than we think. I don't think this is going to be a cakewalk. That's why Ndongo has all the belts, another half of the belts. I really think this, I'm going to say unanimous decision, but I think Crawford's going to really have to work for it.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is that he's never been thrown a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Everything he has, he had to work for it. You mm-hmm. know, I mean, Victor Postol, tall, skinny, lanky guy. He hype train.
Mm-hmm.
Turns Crawford, dismantled him. You haven't heard from him since.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is nothing new. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, like you say,
unlike Postol, I didn't really feel like there was a threat there, but with Ndongo, I feel that Crawford has to be close to 100% to beat him.
Well, we'll see fight night, yeah. man. That's all we can do. I mean, the kid, like you say, it's a lot of factors that's going to come into play. Thinking, ring IQ, ring generalship
mm-hmm.
come that night. And we just had to see it. You know, the kid is not a tomato can by no means. You know, so Terrence Crawford better be on his A game that night, which I know he will. He's a professional, man.
Yeah.
He ain't the type of kid to take nothing lightly. So, you know, with that being said, I'm still leaning towards my guy, Ant.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, decision, I know you got to lean towards him. Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And same thing. And Ndongo wins that night. He goes up. Terrence Crawford goes down. It's simple as that, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still like Terrence Crawford, but
oh, yeah.
I'm going to become a fan of Ndongo because mm-hmm. he beat my guy.
Right.
You know, I'm not a, hey, I don't, you know, I'm not biased. It is what it is. I just like the sport. I don't like necessarily personalities and stuff mm-hmm. like that, you know, so it's good.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's my take on it. I definitely say it's going to be a tough, unanimous decision for Terrence Crawford. And, you know, like you said, he wasn't given anything in life, and that's what this matchup kind of represents, life. He's going to go in there and take on one of the toughest guys in the division. And if he comes out on top, you know, you can't deny his pound-for-pound status.
Absolutely.
And from here, I know he stated – he wants to move up to 147, so that's just another little
piece to the puzzle.
Yes, that's another little piece to the puzzle. That's getting him amped up for this fight.
Yeah.
And as for Ndongo, if he was to win, you know, I think he would still stay at 140, you know, try to defend his titles. But, you know, win or lose for either guy, they're both great representative of boxing, you know.
Right. I mean, like you say, win or lose, Ant, we take our hats off because yeah. this is what we want to see in the sport. We want to see the best fight the best, you know, and that's just it, you know. Somebody got to lose, somebody got to win, you know. That's mm-hmm. just, that's the sport, you yeah. know. So, I mean, that don't mean that the loser is a bum
mm-hmm.
or less of a person, you know. The other guy was the better man that night.
Yep.
You know, so.
Yeah, I may have said this on the last one, like a couple we did ago, but there actually hasn't been an undisputed junior welterweight champion since like 2005.
That's why this is big.
That's
man.
Why this
that's
is needed.
That's why this is big.
Yeah, that's why this is something that's big and needed, because that was Kostya Zou versus Zab Judah. And we remember how that fight went.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, you know, Kostya Zou had the belts and there was like some inactivity problems and he lost to Ricky Hatton, and then Mayweather had a belt. Then it just kind of went all everywhere, you know. So,
I mean, at the end of the day, you really can't say you're the best if you ain't the undisputed champ.
If you're not the undisputed champion, division. Yeah. Yeah, you can't say you're the best. You can't
say you're the best if it's four other belts floating around.
Right, right.
So, I mean, that's just, you know, my take on it. You know, it's kind of just like common sense. You're the best, but there's three other belts out there. What? How?
Exactly. And then the WBA is coming out with more belts. Man, I'm confused, man.
Crazy.
There's a super regular, unleaded media. I don't know, man. They just got all these different names, man. So,
money.
It's just money, right? Right.
But, Ant, before we go, man, I want to just give a shout out to everybody that's been supporting us, man. But I want to give a big shout out to my cousin Paul, man. He's been supporting since day one, and I want him to know that I've been seeing it. So shout out Paul.
Yeah, definitely shout out Paul, man, because like I was telling P, man, just knowing that we got somebody out there checking us out, listening to the show, listening to the podcast, it just got me more and more amped to do this episode, you know.
Yeah. All right, so Terrence Crawford versus Julius Ndongo, it'll be taking place in Lincoln, Nebraska, live on ESPN, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can also stream it live on the ESPN app, which is what I might do since I'll be at work tonight. But yeah, man, I'm ready for this fight.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much all we got on this episode of the Just Absolutely Boxing Podcast. You can check us out on Facebook or go to jabeffect.com and you can pull up the podcast there. Or you can just pull us up on iTunes and you just make sure you subscribe. Hashtag JAB Podcast. My name is Anthony.
It's P.
And we are signing off. We'll see you guys later.